One of the things that we were watching over the weekend, of course, is the Tour de France and the victory for the young man from Kenya. I didn't realize he was from Kenya. With all the publicity and whatever, I thought he was a Brit, but apparently he is Chris Froome is from Kenya originally. However, that's a bit like saying that Andy, who won Wimbledon, is indeed from Scotland, when we shouldn't, and just describe him as being British. But the point that I was making is, I was watching a bit of the Tour de France, and you can't help but think, you know, is it clean because of all the bad publicity that has gone before? It's just you see sport on television, and you think, you know, are there cheats in there among them somewhere or not? And you hope that they've all been eradicated, they've all been kicked out, and that they'll never exist at the top table of sport ever again. And then you think about the Olympics and you wonder, are the Olympics tarnished? And are they even more tarnished now because of the latest decision from the International Olympic Committee? Did that committee actually bottle it? There's been so much criticism of the IOC's decision not to back, ban Russia from the Rio Olympics. And, you know, you think to yourself, should they just have said, no, the Russians aren't coming? Or are they right to leave it down to individual sporting bodies? Let me speak to a man who knows far more about sport than me, Stephen Beacom from the Belfast Telegraph. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. I hope you had a good holiday.
It was a great holiday, Stephen. Very relaxing, very enjoyable. And, you know, listening to the likes of this on the radio across the United Kingdom and what other people were doing, and watching bits and bobs on the television. And time and again, the issue about the Russians came up for discussion. And I don't want to say that I'm beginning to turn away from the Olympics like I've turned away to some extent from the Tour de France. But the more you hear about cheats, the less interest you have in sport.
Well, you're right, Frank. And just to give your listeners sort of a bit of background to this, basically a few years ago, the World Anti-Doping Agency, which is known as WADA, it commissioned a report into Russia and what was going on in Russia. And that report was completed by a law professor called Richard McLaren. And his report, which was an amazing report, I've got to say, it is incredible evidence and revelations in it. It basically stated that Russia operated a state-sponsored doping program for 4 years, between 2011 and 2015. And we've all heard about, obviously, the drugs in sport, Lance Armstrong, Ben Johnson many years ago. But I think this one even took all our sports lovers like myself aback. It was just staggering. The problem with this, though, and we're going to talk about it now, is that the International Olympic Committee, the IOC, had a decision to make with the Olympics coming up. And that decision was whether they were going to ban all Russian athletes from the Olympics. And amazingly, despite Russian government basically sponsoring a doping program, the IOC have decided not to enforce a blanket ban for the Rio Olympics following this doping scandal. And they have left it up, now get this for passing the buck, Frank, they have left it up to the governing bodies of the individual sports to decide if Russian competitors are clean and whether they should be allowed to take part. Now, to me, that's the biggest passing the buck scenario I have ever seen in sport. The International Olympic Committee, everyone looks up to this committee. It's seen as one of the biggest committees in the world, let alone just in world sport, and one of the most important committees. Yet they have not been able and not been strong enough to make a decision to ban the Russians, which they should have done, because what has been going on has been a disgrace. It has been completely unfair to clean countries. And now individual sports have to make a decision about whether these Russian athletes are going to compete in their sports in the Olympics. And Frank, the Olympics begin on August the 5th. So it's like, there you go, we're going to pass that file to you. You sort it out there in the next few days. And for me, the IOC have made a right horlicks of this.
Stephen, we have to have sympathy, however, for clean Russians. There is such a thing as a clean Russian athlete.
Oh, without question. And I do have sympathy for the clean Russian athletes. And they're sort of in a catch-22 situation here. But you know what, Frank? Somewhere along the line, you've got to take a stand, you know. And Russia have been essentially taking the mick for years. If you think about it, this state-sponsored doping program started in 2011. So we've already had the 2012 Olympics where Russians were helped by doping, and that has been proven as well. And unless you take a stand, it's not going to go away. What's to say that other countries in the future will look at what the IOC have done and said, well, listen, if Russia can get away with it, why can't we?
Is it important for us to watch the Olympics this year, Steve, and not be thinking, I bet he or she's on something?
Well, I can tell you this, Frank. The vast majority of people who will be competing at the Olympics in Rio will be clean. I covered the London 2012 Games, and they really are. It's the greatest show on earth, Frank. It's just an amazing array of sports, an amazing array of talent, and the passion flows. You know, whenever we see people from Northern Ireland win medals, I can guarantee you they'll be clean. And they've just been a joy to watch over the years, the people like Paddy Barnes and Michael Conlon. So, of course, you can watch the games and think that not everyone is cheating here. But I'm also aware that there will be suspicion amongst the viewing public about what's going on in Rio this year. And the IOC have not helped in that scenario because they've basically bottled this decision.
Yeah, but, you know, we don't have to go back that far till we find examples very close to home in the swimming world where people were cheating.
That's right. Michelle Smith, Michelle De Bruin, of course, was probably the most famous Irish athlete to have been caught. And it is a disgrace. Listen, we don't want it to happen, Frank. In an ideal world, everyone is clean. But in many ways, I do think the IOC have made a rod for their own back over the years. And certain sports have made a rod for their own back by letting people who have been caught out back into the game, as it were. Like, how many athletes over the years have we seen in the Olympics? And the commentators will say that person was banned for a couple of years beforehand, you know, and now they're back competing. So I don't like to see that. In many ways, I think if you're caught once, that should be it for you, because, kids watch the Olympics and they don't want to get the impression that if you go and get certain substances in your body, or that'll make you better, it'll make you faster, it'll make you stronger, and then you might win a gold medal and all the stuff that comes with it. So, yeah, we want totally clean athletes all of the time. I would say in today's world, it's an impossibility, and that's why the IOC should be taking a harder line on this. Of course, I would feel sorry for any clean Russian athletes out there, but, what the country has done is an absolute sporting disgrace, and they should pay for that. And the fact that all these individual sports, the governing bodies of those sports, now have to make a decision which should have been made for them, that's not too good either.
Yeah, you say it is passing the buck on a mammoth scale. And our sympathy has to be with people who in the past have missed out on a podium position or a medal of some sort as a result of a cheat getting it. Now, they might get the medal given to them months later, years later, but you miss out on that moment that you've desired all your sporting life.
Yeah, do you know what, Frank? You've hit the nail on the head. I've spoken to athletes whereby they've finished fourth, and a few years later, it's been found out that the third place, the second place, or even the winner had cheated to get their medal. And it's not the same. It's like after the Lord Mayor's show, it's all about getting on that podium, hearing the roar of the crowd, taking all the applause, having the picture taken. You know, that's the moment that they've spent all these years working for, and not to have it and for it to be taken away by someone who's basically cheated them. You know, it's just not a great feeling if you do get handed the medal. And it's all about on the day, enjoying that feeling that all that work that you put in has been worth it. And you know, of course, people are going to be watching the Rio Olympics and thinking, I wonder what he's up to. I wonder what she's up to. You know, and that's a sad state of affairs because, as I said before, the Olympics is the greatest show on earth, and we should all be looking forward to it for the sport and spectacle that it is, rather than thinking, oi, 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 what's that person been doing then? You know, that's just the way it is.
Sadly, that's the way I'm looking at the screen, and I just hope that I can watch it and think, he's brilliant that he did that like he did it, or she's fabulous, they're clean and they're talented. That's the, it's the, if we don't look at it like that, then we're not going to enjoy it. Steve, thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. And listen, Michael Connell and Paddy Barnes, look out for those guys bringing back gold.
You reckon they can do it? I've spoken to Michael and to Paddy, actually, conversationally over the last couple of months, and they just sound like as if it's no bother to them. Listen, Frank, wouldn't be going there if we're not going to get gold. What was it Paddy once said? Bronze is nothing.
I'll tell you what, Frank, they are two great lads, and they do Belfast proud and Northern Ireland proud, and their communities proud. And I'll tell you this, I do genuinely believe they'll come back winning gold. They're in sensational form. Michael Conlon became world amateur champion last year. He's going in as favourite, but while the pressure's all on him, he's got the right mindset. He's thinking there's only one colour of medal I want, and it's gold. And Paddy Barnes is the same. Paddy's had a couple of bronze medals. Jokingly, sometimes Paddy is called Paddy Bronze, and he wants that monkey off his back. And I believe that whenever he comes home, people will be calling him Paddy Gold, and I would love to see it. I would love to see as well the Chambers brothers do well in the rowing, and also Alan Campbell. Given the country that we have, Frank, Paddy and Michael are competing for Ireland, and the Chambers brothers and Alan Campbell are competing for Team GB, but we'll be supporting them all. And I can't wait to see someone like Aileen Morrison in the triathlon. Aileen is one of the best athletes Northern Ireland's ever produced, and sometimes she doesn't get the credit. She's in the top 10 triathletes in the world, and wouldn't it be fantastic to see her do well? And another person I'm really looking forward to seeing is Ciara McGeehan, long-distance runner. I think she could have a good Olympics as well. But listen, I just want to tell everyone, there won't all be cheats out there. There will be great people who have worked their socks off for years to try and get to the position where they are in now, and they'll try and win medals, and they will be clean. And hopefully, and I do believe this, that Northern Ireland will have a couple of gold medals coming home. So good luck to Michael, good luck to Paddy, good luck to everybody, and bring those gold medals home, boys.
And Paddy, or Stephen, could we just add to that, that if someone brings home a bronze, there should be a celebration. It's an incredible achievement to get any sort of medal at the Olympics.
That's right. Listen, for a lot of sports, it's an incredible achievement just to get into the final, because it is the creme de la creme out there. And, you know, I think London whetted our appetite. It was so close. I know a lot of people from Northern Ireland went over to the London Games and enjoyed it. The Rio Games, you know, it's going to be spectacular as well. So, sometimes, you know, you will be thinking, as I've said before, you've said it in this program as well, you'll be thinking, there will be suspicion in your mind, but try to enjoy it as well, and enjoy it for sport's sake, because it's such an amazing event, and you're going to see Northern Ireland people on a world stage, and on a world stage winning.
It's almost upon us. Starts the 5th of August, is that right?
5th of August, and just on the back of what we've talked about in terms of Russia, if there are any Russian athletes going, and there will be because the tennis authorities have already said that the Russians can go, it's going to be really interesting to see what reaction the Russian team get in the opening ceremony. Paddy Barnes, of course, he is carrying the Irish flag in the opening ceremony, so he will be hammering it up like no man's business. Like this, Paddy Barnes will be as big and as popular an addition to the Olympic screens as you see in Bolt that night, because you know what, Paddy will always play things up and have a laugh, and he'll be taking selfies galore. So enjoy it, and as I said before, let's get some medals back to Northern Ireland.
I was a big fan of Paddy up until the weekend. I was up in Donegal and my electric bill came in. And it's Electric Ireland up there. I don't know, maybe people here get Electric Ireland as well. I'm not sure. But along with the bill, you get a picture of Paddy on the front cover.
Listen, I'm telling you, Frank, he's going to be everywhere, and Michael Conlon's going to be everywhere, because those are the guys who are most likely to bring back gold, and they will revel in that experience. You know, they're out in Rio at the moment. They're at a training camp, and you know, they're mad boys on Twitter, so people can keep up to date with them on Twitter, on your show, and the Belfast Telegraph, and everything. So it'll be brilliant just watching those guys, and wouldn't it be amazing if their dreams did finally come true?
Absolutely. Stephen, thank you very much indeed. Stephen Beacom from the Belfast Telegraph.